live on Adobe Radio, The Brett Davern Show.
Hold on. That's that sound effect there. Ooh, actually, you know what? I'll use the organic.
This meeting is being recorded.
That was not a lie that time. That was the real one. Look at that, the real McCoy. You guys got it? You good? Is that a good volume for all you guys? Justin, you need to be up a little bit?
Yeah, I don't think
okay, wait. Are you on number three here? Well, you got to put them on
Justin's
there.
Justin's on four with Eunice.
Oh, okay. Well, and then they got different sensitivities to ears there. Alice, what are you on? You're on number three? Are you sounding good
Alice
over there?
Alice is on three.
All right, we got a full house here, guys. Three new interns to the show this morning. Man, first day of school for everybody. It's awesome, man. Took my kids to the first day of school this morning. Dropped them off. Still crying about it.
Oh.
Both the boy and girl going to school at the same time now. That's a different thing.
You all right?
Oh, boy.
That's
yeah,
a big day.
I'm all right. Yeah, it's fine. It's good.
Be honest.
We found the classroom and everything. It was fine.
Be honest. Was it hard for you?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's it's pretty strange actually.
Do you think it was harder for you or harder for them?
Oh, it's not hard for them. It's not.
Your kids
they're
are pretty
super,
social.
They're pumped. They're ready to go. Yeah. And I have to say, looking around the school, most of the kids are just pumped, excited, and like ready to go. So I don't think it's really that tough for the kids. They're like, they're meeting a bunch of kids. They all got their backpacks on. They like their teachers right there. They never met them. They're walking into a classroom. They've never, you know, with like, it's all decorated. Like they're in for a good day.
Yeah.
You know,
for sure.
They got their lunch.
And the parents are all choking back tears.
They got a jungle gym out there, you know. They're ready to go, man. I just got to go walk back to my car by myself. Hmm. You know, and then drive home with the radio off. And, you know, and just think about all the times we've had up till now. I don't know. All right, let's start the show.
Oh.
What? No, I'm fine. I'm fine, guys.
Yeah. Brett Davern Show, live on Adobe Radio, brought to you in partnership with Nice Guy Digital.
Mm-hmm.
Today is Wednesday, August 24th. And on today's episode, what are we watching Wednesday? And some UBAT.
That's alliteration, Holmes.
Plus, we got the new interns joining us
today.
Yeah,
we do. So you know what that means, everybody.
Hook 'em.
It's hazing day.
Hazing
day.
Does it still count if they know that it's coming?
I'm just kidding anyway. Are you kidding? It's 2022. Can you imagine? We get shut down so fast.
Oh, yeah. Instant.
Yeah, these kids got Twitter. I gotta watch out.
Mm-hmm.
They could post something, you know?
Let's get to the guy who's got real dry eyes, we promise.
Let's get to the guy who surrounds himself with kids who know how to end his career.
No, I'm just kidding.
Brett Davern! Listen up, everybody! This is our show. Thank you for tuning in. Three new people in the house this morning, everybody. We got intern Alice. Wait, hold on. Oh, hold on.
Off.
I got to do this again. Oh, their mic's off? Oh, boy. I knew I'd do that, actually. Okay, we got intern Alice.
Hi.
The crowd goes wild. We got Eunice.
Hi.
Yay.
And we got intern, I'll tell you at the end of the show. It's a tease. I'll keep his name secret till the end of the show.
Ooh.
See?
Secrets.
Who says I don't know how to keep the audiences hanging around, Katie?
Oh.
I'm just kidding. His name's Justin. Say hi to Justin.
Hello.
Yay!
That's it. Three new interns on the show!
You guys are stuck with us till December. Are you ready for that?
You guys know that your moms and dads and family members that are out there listening can text the show anytime. BDSFANS at adobe.com. That's what you put into your text messaging. I know it sounds like an email address, but it comes to this computer sitting right in front of me to a text messaging, you know, thing. You guys understand text messaging. I don't have to explain text messaging. BDSFANS at adobe.com if you want to text the show. Also, check us out on all social media at Brett Davern Show. That's plenty of theme song this morning. You guys, it's been a morning already, man. It's been a morning. We got to wake them up for school. haven't had to ever wake the kids up ever, really. They just wake up, you know, at like, they usually get up around like 7, 7:15, 7:20, 6:45, somewhere in that window pretty much every day. But this morning it was like, I gotta go wake them up.
What time did you have to wake them up at?
Like 6:30. So, you know, not too much earlier for them, but there's still that like thing for them and me where like we both kind of didn't really know how to do this. Like they were kind of like, what? What's up? Like, hey man, time for school. And then she was like more like, huh, school. And yeah. Then went running to the. So,
yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, two different worlds there for them. But yeah, it's good times, man. Whole new frontier, man.
Exciting time for the Davern clan.
Whole different time for the Daverns, man.
All four of you, really.
Oh, yeah, man.
Pretty excited for all of you.
Shout out to Mrs. D. New day for her, too.
Yep.
This song is called That's Where I Am. It's by Maggie Rogers. So turn it up, and then we'll be right back to tell you about some news and what's going on in the world. Other than my emotional state. It's the Brett Davern Show on Adobe Radio. We'll be right back. But I never got over the
secrets I kept. He gets distracted easily. Don't believe me? Well, text him right now. Just enter BDSFans at Adobe.com where you normally put the phone number. Compose your text and press send. Then sit back and listen to him get derailed in real time.
What's in the news with your favorite producer?
Detroit, Brett, just released... They just made a new slide. But
yeah.
They had to shut the slide down in the same day because it was... hoisting the children into the air and they would go flying through the air.
That.
It's like this really cool metal slide, but then the kids slide down like a blanket kind of
thing. Wait a second. Okay, so Katie's shown me this video here. Yeah. You guys have all been on these slides at the county fair. It's like made of corrugated metal. It's got some humps in it. My humps, my humps. Oh, my God, I just killed my kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you put like a burlap sack around your... around your ankles and pull it up to your waist as best you can. Also, what kind of protection is that? Here's a burlap sack.
I think it's supposed to make it so you can slide down the metal. And also maybe so that the sun from the doesn't heat up the metal and burn your skin.
But also,
there's a few flaws in this design.
Okay, so in the video, I don't know if you guys have seen this out there, but in the video, these kids, they go over like the first hump okay, but when they hit that second hump, they start getting airborne.
Yeah.
And it looks kind of gnarly, but Katie, I mean, all right, this thing doesn't look like it's portable. This slide.
Oh, no. It looks like a permanent structure.
This thing looks like they meant to build it. And I'm just wondering, I mean, we got three interns in here. You guys all college students right now, right? You guys know any engineering majors? Like, why would you build this thing permanently in the ground without ever testing it?
Yeah.
How the hell does it get to the place where, no, like, the guy who built it didn't try it first?
Just for funsies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they go, oh, you know what? We might want to elongate these... humps a little bit. Because, like, all they got to do is stretch that thing back probably 16 feet, flatten it out a little bit, and we're good to go.
Maybe, like, the weight distribution is different because they're kids. Like, maybe kids hit the bump and they fly a little bit better.
You would think adults might go even faster
because
they're
mass.
A little heavier, right?
Yeah.
A little more mass. I mean, again, I went to tap dancing school, but...
You're not a scientist.
No, but I build shit, and I wouldn't have built that. What else you got? Next story.
All right. So this guy is crazy, man. This Michigan man put a Tesla key.
A Michigan man now?
A Michigan man, not a Florida man. A Michigan man put the chip that Tesla vehicles use to open your car.
Mm-hmm.
He implanted it underneath his skin.
Oh, he got the second booster. Yeah, you got Elon's second booster, huh?
No, this is kind of like that biohacking stuff, kind of.
This is some guy in Michigan being weird.
Okay, well, that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he put the chip on where? In his arm?
It's in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
And you, there's a video that they released where, like, you know, they put some, you know.
Oh, yeah, you got to make a video.
You know, cleaned it out.
Yeah.
But Brett, the video that he posts to social media, you can see the chip, like, inserted into his skin.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. So he put it, he basically, guys, he put it between his thumb and his index finger, kind of in that soft,
yeah,
soft, meaty part there.
Yeah. So, Tesla's, you know, because we love to talk about Elon on this show.
Yeah, we love Elon around here. Yeah, if you've got billions of dollars and you don't want to see the end of that project, give that money to Elon.
Yeah, totally.
He really knows how to not get stuff done, Katie. okay, so this guy puts this chip in his hand, and then he can open his Tesla or start his Tesla. That's the thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's also going to die of mercury poisoning.
I mean, yeah.
So there's that.
But how do we feel about this? Because it's kind of part of that biohacking trend, which is like I can put some sort of mechanical something in my body that will make me have adamantium claws that stick out of my hand. You know, we're not quite there, but like we're on the way.
Okay, my brain is going in two different directions. We might have a choose your own adventure here.
Okay.
Okay. So we could either talk about other ways that Michigan men are different than Florida men.
Okay.
That's rattling around in my brain. Or then also, we could talk about when I was a kid and every parent was scared to death that every kid and everybody out there was going to start splitting their tongue all the way down the middle.
Oh, yeah,
and
the
stuff
snake
like
tongues.
That. Like, mm-hmm. And doing things to their bodies in those ways, and how, look around, that's pretty few and far between. So which way do you want to go with this thing?
Mm.
I think we kind of did just go both of them, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I also feel like there's more Florida men that have those split tongues than anywhere else.
Well, there's also just a lot of news stories where it's like, oh, watch out, everyone's putting their Tesla chips in their hands. And it's like, no, they're not. This is one guy who did that to try to get popular on TikTok. And there might be eight other people that do this. But most of us realize that, like,
everybody thinks he's crazy.
It's all good. And, like, you know, I'm like, so... You know, I don't think we really have to worry, Katie. Like you said, like, well, we need to know how we feel. We don't have to worry about this. This is one idiot who had a few too much Boone's Farm up in the UP and decided to start drilling into his... What is this called? What is it?
There has to be a name for that. Like your elbow is your weenus.
If the back of your elbow is the weenus, what the hell is this webbing between your thumb and index finger?
Yeah.
Anyway, so that guy started to go to town in there. Yeah. But we don't need to worry about it. It's going to be fine. Don't worry. It's fine. Now, interns, I'm going to need from you three ways that Michigan men are different than Florida men. I'll need that by the end of the hour. Okay, turn that in. I'm just kidding. That's a joke. You just looked at Alice like, oh, crap. What?
This right here, everyone has a Tesla.
Yeah, there you go. That's the first one. Yeah. I'm completely kidding. All right.
There's like four Teslas in the state of Michigan, though. So, you know, yeah. There's not too much to worry about. There's only four men.
That's Alice with the jokes. All right, next news story.
Speaking of Elon Musk, he tweeted out that he was going to buy Manchester United.
What?
And then hours later decided, I'm not going to do that. But guess what? The stock on Manchester United was affected by his tweet. And so now Manchester United is pissed.
You guys, I didn't know we were doing two Elon stories back to back. You're supposed to prepare me for that. Okay. Because I'm not.
Double Musk.
Yeah. Oh, boy. With what I'm going through today, you got to come at me with double barrel Musk in the morning. Man. All right. Listen, you guys can follow Elon into the abyss if you'd like. But this is what he does, baby. He buys stuff. He talks about stuff. He jacks up the price of shit. Then he buys a bunch of stock in it. Then he trashes it. Well, not before probably selling it, but we don't know about that yet since Robinhood is so well regulated. And, you know, these cryptocurrencies are real easy to track. And then he makes billions of dollars and then he leaves it burning behind him.
Yeah.
And then there's these fanboys out there that are like, what's Elon going to do next? And it's like probably the same thing he does all the time. Which is make a bunch of money and you don't really get anything for it and your car's made out of plastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you can open it with your hand.
this guy, guys. Yeah. You know what we should do, Katie? Hold on, because I want to play, I want to do this song next. You guys, Elon's trying to go to space, right? I was talking to a buddy about a buddy of mine about this over the weekend. There's all these rockets. There's all the thing. There's the rocket lands back on itself. Do we want to go to Mars? There's all the blah, 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 right? All that, right? He's been working on it for a long time, right? Seem like we're any closer to any of that stuff? Because when we wanted to go to the moon the first time, it was like what? Like 9 years start to finish?
What are you talking about? SpaceX has like made deliveries to the International Space Station that mm-hmm. NASA hasn't.
We already did that. We could already do that.
I know, but NASA,
I'm saying, what
NASA
are they
didn't
doing?
Have the money
Katie,
to do that.
I've been
that.
Hearing about SpaceX Elon for damn near 20 years now.
No, but SpaceX
what's he got
is
to show for it? You
SpaceX
love SpaceX? Oh, boy, you guys, she took the pill. Watch out.
SpaceX does stuff that NASA doesn't because NASA didn't have the funding. The only reason we have more space exploration right now is because of the private sector.
I'm asking you how much more we actually have or how much more money Elon actually has.
Well, he has more money.
I think we did a little more with less in the 1960s. I think what Elon did is just kind of come in and replace what was going on.
Because the government decided to no longer fund NASA. We needed private sector so that we could continue to do the research we were doing.
Research.
In the International Space Station!
This is... Wait, where's the
We're
sound?
Gonna fight.
Where's
We're
the
gonna
sound?
Fight. This is not about Muskie. This is about...
All right, the whole point is I was going to play this song for a reason, but since Katie did what Katie does, which is keep the conversation going and make it not about what I was talking about, I don't have time to explain why this song is playing. It's okay. That's all right. The band is called Simple Plan. Which makes me laugh because we're talking about Elon. The song is called I'm Just a Kid. Turn it up. Nobody cares because I'm alone and the world is having
more fun than me. He's here to crack you up and she'll crack herself up. It's the Brett Davern Show on AW Radio.
That was the full deal meal. Music break, Katie. Wait, what do they used to call it?
Full meal deal.
Did I say it in the right order?
I think you did.
A full meal deal.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, that was it. That was the full break. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Let's you want to keep talking about Elon during the break?
We can.
From during the break?
Yeah.
We can if you want.
We can if you want.
Justin, quick, give me a difference between a Michigan man and a Florida man. Quick, quick, quick.
Florida man...
Gainers. Yeah. And you're saying Michigan men don't? Oh. No, you're out of time. That's it. You're out of time. Out of time.
All right, let's play some Ubat, Brett.
All right.
We're going to break these interns in nice and easy. We're okay. Just going to read the cards to them.
Do we have an intro for this game?
No, sir.
Okay, so Ubat is a game I invented right when we started the morning show. It's the game Taboo, but you play it backwards. So instead of not saying the words on the cards, you only say the words on the cards. And as you guys are playing, you can skip cards or go to the next one, or you can read whatever ones you want. Basically, Katie and I bought every version of Taboo that's ever existed and then mixed them all together.
Yep.
So, you know, whatever you guys want to do. And we play round robin style. Should we be playing for someone on the text line right now or not? That's a lot of people to look up.
A lot of people to look up. I think text in right now. We'll
if
play
you want
for
us
a winner.
Play for you,
yeah, we'll
yeah,
play
we'll
for
play
somebody.
For
by
someone
the end.
Texting.
But I think because they're we got to break them in, Brett. So I think we just read to them, and then we'll go round robin to them.
To them?
Yeah.
I don't get a play.
Well, I'll read to you too.
Okay. So everybody's playing except for Katie.
Yeah.
That's how this goes.
I'm gonna read to all of you.
Why? Like we're a class or something? Like we're a kinder? Like we're a what I saw looking through the window
Aww.
Of my daughter's classroom as she sat on the rainbow colored rug in front of Mrs. Oh man, like that?
Like that?
Like you're our Mrs. Oh man?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. 30 seconds of the clock, Brett. You're gonna go first.
Okay.
Shellfish transmitted itchy. Claws, cakes.
Crabs, gross.
Angelina Jolie, Brad Pitt, name, paparazzi, combine.
Brangelina.
That's correct. Insect, lucky, orange, black,
ladybug.
Spots, yes. Map, I, graph, bar, pie.
Huh? Map, I, what? What?
Time.
You said test?
I did not say test.
Oh. I don't know anyway.
Chart.
Dang it.
3 points for you, sir.
All right.
Alice, you're up next.
Whoa, grab that microphone, grab that mic. Alice. Pull that in.
Oh, God.
Don't get scared now.
Flower, petal, corsage, plant, exotic.
Rose?
Orchid. Balls, related, gem, precious, nuts.
I don't think I can say it here.
You can say it. We're
say
on the internet.
Anything you
can
want,
say
yeah.
You want.
I have no idea.
Family jewels.
Tip it down towards you a little bit too. This thing, yeah. Pull,
payment, payment, money, bounty, prize, wanted, reward. All right, not a great round, Alice.
No, it was at 0
round.
Points.
That was zero.
Oh, come
Brett,
on,
Brett,
Alice.
You're in with three. So far, you're the points leader.
Hell yeah, I am.
All right, Eunice, ready?
Let's be aggressive, Eunice, all right? Let's get in the game here. Be aggressive. Be aggressive. Was never even a cheerleader. I just watched all of them. What? That was creepy.
That was weird.
Katie, don't say stuff like that.
I can't help it. I was a really big cheerleading fan.
Stop it.
Phone, book, listing, numbers, businesses.
Contacts.
Oh, yellow pages.
Oh. Come on.
Gossip, paparazzi, celebrity, expose, scandal.
Magazines?
Oh, TMZ.
Why they gotta get specific?
Baseball, ring, carrots, jewel, engagement.
Carrots? Carrots?
Mm-hmm.
Wedding?
Oh, close.
Diamond. That was the time. Dang. Oh,
oh man. Oh. All right, Justin. All right, you better Justin. Hold it down. I think actually the interns are playing as a team against me.
Okay, I like this. Yeah.
I knew all of Eunice's. God. that killed me.
All right, here we
what
go.
What does Brett have?
Come on. You better step it up here, buddy.
Chubby, pants, spill, bottom, waist.
Overalls.
Muffin top.
What the?
Noise, hair, sex, gun, loud.
Oh, God. Air horn.
Bang. Right, balance, bank, bills, cash.
Check.
Yes. We're going to give it to him.
What?
It was checkbook, but what? Come on, they don't even know what a checkbook is.
Let's go to the judges.
Time.
They're conferring. Hold on. Oh, look. They're smoking again. See that? Do you guys see that table of three people?
Oh, yeah. They're smoking.
Where you can just barely see their glasses shining back, you know?
Just
like
the
from
silhouettes,
an 80s movie
yeah.
where like the smoke is like rising up.
They have There's clipboards. A pitcher of water in front of them.
They have clipboards for no reason, you know? Like, and you can see, like, the metal ring thing. That's also kind of glistening if the one judge holds it's just right, you know? Mm-hmm. And then the female judge, she's got the big shoulder pads. You
oh,
can
yeah,
see.
She does.
And then her hair's kind of up.
Big
the light's coming through.
Pompadour, yeah.
See the judges? Yeah, okay. Judges are conferring. Checkbook or check? Are we going to give it to them? They're talking. They're doing that thing where they cover the microphone and it's
like it's been too loud now. Yeah. The one guy's shaking his head and the lady's nodding her head.
Do they get the point?
All right.
Wow. Good for you guys.
Wow.
All right. 1 point. They're on the board.
Hit the gravel.
Nice. All right. Well, point totals double after the break. So we'll see what happens. It's anybody's game. I got three. They got one.
That's right.
Point totals double. So they can get back in it. This is the Kings of Leon. The song is called Revelry. Turn it up. We'll be right back to wrap up Ubat this morning on Adobe Radio.
What What's your favorite fruit? No pressure. He'll only judge you and your answer forever. It's the Brett Davern Show on IW Radio.
It's the return of Ubat and the second round where point totals tuble.
You're in with three, Brett. The interns have won.
It's getting intense around here.
Perspire, hot, wet, armpits, exercise.
Sweat?
Yep. Born, tuxedo, nude, bare, present.
Born, nude, present. Birthday suit.
You got it! Drink, cow, white, dairy, calcium.
Well, that's milk.
Yeah. Movie, coming, trailer, before, scenes time.
You already said movie trailer. Previews?
Wow. What?
Yes?
Yes.
Yes. Boom! You see that? You see that, you Whoa. Guys? You see that?
Whoa, is it
Boom!
Coming in
I'm
hot.
Talking
coming
trash. In you see hot. That? You see that? You know what I'm doing right now? I'm like at the 50-yard line looking across the field being like, you see that?
All right, we're going to silence that.
Oh, Justin, I like it. Coming back. All right.
Competitive spirit.
All right.
All right.
Well, so how much time on the clock for them?
They get 30 seconds each person.
Oh, okay.
Like you. You 11 points, Brett.
All right. But they get triple the time as me. I'm just...
They sure do.
Okay, so when I win, this will be very impressive. Just point it out for everybody.
All right.
30 seconds on the clock.
Alice, ready?
Yes, I am.
Whale, dick, play, free, nickname.
Willie?
Yes.
What? Wait, does that card just say Willie or does
it
say
it
free
Willie?
Willie?
Statue, raising, flag, World War II, island.
Statue of Liberty?
Iwo Jima. Underwater, periscope, yellow, torpedo, U-boat.
Submarine.
That's right. Hungry, high.
They learned how to play.
Snack, pot, chips.
Weed?
Munchies. Time.
That's it. That's right. Time. That's time. Right. That's time for her. That's time.
All right. All right.
How many did they get?
Alice got two. So they're in with four, and they had one before, so they got five.
Oh, shoot. Wrong board.
Wrong
Sorry.
Button.
Wrong board. Sorry. Wrong button.
Eunice.
Wait, do they get 2 points for this round, or do they each get 1 point? Because I am by myself over here.
No, they...
And they figured out how to play during the break, and I'm getting a little nervous over here.
Point totals double.
Ah, all right. I don't like... Oh, man. All right. I'm not so confident anymore. That was a good round by Alice.
All right, Eunice. Ice, sugar, Rubik's, six, sides.
I don't know.
You can pass.
Pass.
Cube.
Mm.
Pearls, jewelry, bracelet, throat, wear. Time. Necklace.
Oh.
Oh.
You know what? I was thinking choker the whole time, too, actually.
Oh.
I thought you might be on one of those After Dark cards over there. All right, okay. Justin, what's the scores?
You have 11, Brett.
And they have? They had five. She got
none.
So
five, but so Justin has to get three correct.
Oh, man. I'm sweating bullets over here.
Okay.
You're going to have to read fast, Katie.
All right, here we
Are
go.
Are they allowed to confer? Are they doing like a family feud thing over there?
I mean, if they wanted to, they could.
I don't know if they can.
Yeah, no, they totally could.
Wait, no, they can't. Can they?
Yeah, they're a team.
What, you're going to let? Oh, no. All right. No, they can't. No, you
okay,
can't
right,
do that.
Okay,
no, you can't
okay,
do that.
Okay, all right, fine, they can't do it.
Oh, now they can't do it.
No, they can't because the other two didn't know that they could. So
man, we got our wishy-washy judge up in here, man. Tell you what.
Mrs. What's-Her-Face just says it's her first day.
What, the judge?
Yeah. All right, Justin. Look alive. Pouch, hop, animal, Australia,
Kangaroo.
Jack.
Oh my, you gotta be kidding me.
Fatigue, sleep, deprived, worn out,
tired.
Old. Oh, he got another one. Pilgrims, Plymouth Rock, ship, Atlantic, Massachusetts.
Pass.
Okay. Mayflower. Fat, blubber, hang, weight, muffin, time.
What?
Whoa,
hold
you
on.
Gotta get it right.
Hold on, wait, hold on. Give him the words.
Yeah, you get it. You can get him again.
Well, give it to him clean. You said time in the middle of it. Give him the words. I'm giving him a fighting chance. See what a guy I am, everybody. What a good sport I am. How awesome I am.
Uh-huh, we see you, Brett.
Man, I agree with me. Brett's a good sport.
Fat, blubber, hang, weight.
Oh, wait. I forgot to give him the intense music, actually. I got to scare him a little bit.
Muffin.
Wait, hold on. Katie, start reading the words now.
Fat, blubber.
You scared, Justin?
Hang, weight, muffin.
You get nervous? You hear that music? That's some nerve-wracking music, isn't it? I'll give him the words again. Give him the words again. I'll shut up this time for real.
Fat, blubber, hang, weight, muffin.
Sloth. I don't know.
It's a hard word. That's a good guess.
What was it?
The word is flab.
Ugh.
That's a hard word. That's a hard word. That's not a word I use very often.
But you guys know what that means. I win! I win! I win forever! I win! No, actually, I was getting kind of nervous there at the end.
I know.
Yeah, they were coming on strong.
They were.
Yeah.
Couple good answers.
Next round
there.
Of UBAT, they don't get to play as a team now,
okay,
that they're
right.
In. They know.
Yeah, that was
they know
just
what's
the,
up.
The introductory round.
Man, Katie, I got to be careful. I almost gave up my dominance on the first day.
Oh yeah, no. Can't have that.
I gotta establish dominance over these interns, no, man. I can't have them coming in here winning on day one.
Oh yeah, no. We're very competitive here, you guys. The loser does the dishes. That's the general rule around here.
That is always the penalty?
Penalty, yeah.
Yeah. Welcome to the only morning show that doesn't give out prizes. It's only penalties. That'd be funny. Oh, thanks for listening today, everybody. You guys can hit us up anytime, bdsfans@idobe.com, which is an email address, or it's the text line. Either way, check us out on social media. Say what up to intern Alice over there, who is running the social medias.
Hello.
Yeah. Hit her up on social media. Say, what up, Alice?
What up, Alice?
I don't know how you guys put that inflection in there, but you can try.
Yeah.
It's @BrettDavernShow on Instagram, Twitter, and also TikTok for all the kids. And all the Karens who have joined that in the last few weeks. I don't know. It's not just kids anymore, right?
No, there are a lot of
kids. Everybody's on there, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Like all social media, it starts out cool and then your mom gets on it. You know what I mean? For intern Alice, intern Eunice, intern Justin, and producer Katie, I'm Brett, reminding all of you to be kind and take care of each other. That was our show. We'll see you tomorrow. Good night, Michigan men. Good night, Florida men. Good night, Tesla chips and Elon. Elon? Why is that name starting to sound like ketchup to me? Elon. Elon.
No, the first one.
Elon.
Yeah.
Okay. Good night. See you tomorrow, everybody.
That's it for the Brett Davern Show for today.
Aww.
But don't worry, they'll be back tomorrow, live, starting at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on Adobe Radio.
The recording has stopped.